Order, order.
Select committee report.
A crackdown on dodgy fishing companies is the aim of a bill currently before the Primary Production Committee, and Tally's Group Managing Director, Peter Tally, welcomed measures that would force all companies to abide by the law.
They are not going to be put out of business. They can go and charter a proper boat and bring it and crew it with proper crew and pay the proper wages. They've had far too long to play the game and cheat the authorities and cheat New Zealanders and cheat the tax department.
But Mr. Tally rejected a Green Party suggestion that independent health and safety monitors be placed on fishing vessels.
I don't think that you can have the same man with a scientific objective, i.e. counting the fish and watching the seagulls and the birds and the bees. He hasn't got the skills to pass judgment on health and safety issues or on employment issues or hours worked. It's going to create too much tension on the ship. And if you create tension on a ship, it'll just fall to bits. You've got to have a very harmonious operating condition. You can't have a guy running around with checking health and safety and checking employment hours and that. He could, all right, counting the seals and counting the birds and counting the fish that comes up the ramp, but he should not be telling the captain what to do on his ship on health and safety issues. It just will not work.
Tally's Group Managing Director, Peter Tally. Also making a submission was Sea Lord Chief Executive Graham Stewart, who opposed an interim proposal to put tighter monitoring on only non-New Zealand vessels.
We believe that actually during that interim period, targeting foreign charter vessels only creates an unlevel playing field, and that if we're interested in protecting New Zealand's reputational risk, then the threats to that reputational risk are as likely to come from New Zealand crewed vessels as they would be from a Sea Lord Ukrainian charter vessel.
Mr. Stewart called for one law for all.
There's no reason in the world why our Sea Lord Ukrainian charter vessel should have to operate to a different standard than perhaps a Mr. Tally's New Zealand crewed vessel or any other vessel operating in the fishery. So we would urge that during that interim period, one set of rules should apply to all vessels in the fishery.
Sea Lord Chief Executive Graham Stewart making a submission on the Fisheries, Foreign Charter Vessels and Other Matters Amendment Bill. Elsewhere, the Māori Affairs Committee met to consider the financial performance and current operations of Māori Television, and the meeting marked a return to Parliament for Māori TV Chairwoman and former MP Georgina Te Huhu.
I don't miss the place, though, I have to say.
Mrs. Te Huhu said she was happy in her new role.
It's changed to lead an organisation where when you talk to various people, Māori, Pākehā, Asian, they all have a great view about Māori Television. I think, gee, that's a nice change from when I was in Parliament. And we think that that's what underpins what we consider has been a strong performance for the year under review.
And an idea of just how financially successful Māori TV had been was outlined by Chief Executive Jim Mather.
Given our fiscal responsibility during our 9 years of operation, we've built up reserves of $15.4 million.
Mr. Mather explained further.
We have built up this reserve, kept our powder dry, and waited for the right time to actually start enacting some of our key future initiatives. We believe that time is now at hand.
And Māori TV's chief executive detailed some of those plans.
Ensuring our infrastructure is maintained to the appropriate levels, our digital transition continues, is not impeded, that we also look at our digital archiving, which is going to become a even more important issue in the future, and so forth. So we've identified some important next milestones which we see in future years we'll be able to apply an element of that reserve in a very measured and controlled fashion.
Māori Television Chief Executive Jim Mather speaking to the Māori Affairs Committee during an inquiry into the company's performance. And in other news, the Justice and Electoral Committee held a financial review of the Privacy Commissioner, where its boss, Marie Schroff, said a lack of funding and resources meant her office was being stretched, especially with having to investigate recent privacy scandals involving the Ministry of Social Development and the Accident Compensation Corporation.
I feel a little bit like the little red tugboat that hasn't got enough fuel. We're there, but we can't always go out into the harbour and do something about it and help. It's like MSD or ACC are like big ocean liners full of people's information, and there's only so much the little tugboat can do.
Privacy Commissioner Marie Schroff speaking to the Justice and Electoral Committee. That was one of 14 committee meetings held this week. I'm Marie Shaline reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.